Nun Zayin Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom, quoting the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Hashemer Chinam Eina Nishba." There were four different categories. One was Beis Hamikdash items. The way the Mishnah termed it was Hekdeshes, and you don't swear on Hekdeshes if you're a Shomer Chinam. Really? Uraminu, we have a Tanaic source, though, that would seem to indicate otherwise. This Tanaic source goes till the fourth line on Nun Ches Amud Aleph. And it says like this, and this is in the context of the shekel, which would go to, sent by each person throughout Israel, to the Beis HaMikdash, to Hekdesh. And B'nei Ha'ir, if you have people from a city, Sheshalchu Shikleyan, they sent their shekels to their... to Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, and then V'nignabuay Sha'avri. Oh, look at that. And unfortunately, the money was stolen or lost. Colon. Now, it depends when that happened, if the in the Beis HaMikdash, they had already taken one of the... when all the money would come in, it would go into a room, and three times during the year, they would go into that room and take a truma, take a whole bunch of those coins to pay for the various... Beis HaMikdash korbanos and things that were necessary. So, I double underline the word truma. If this took place after the truma was already taken, which, by the way, when it was taken, it was stated specifically that they had in mind anything, even the things that are lost, that it should cover those people, the korbanos sibur. Nishba'in, I squeal it on nishba'in, the gizbarin. So apparently, the person who's bringing it will, even though we're talking about things that are hektish, would have to swear. Ve'im, I double underline ve'im, ve'im love, and if not, then nishba'in l'bnei ha'ir. The guy who was sent as the emissary to bring the shekels, the delivery person, has to swear, once again, swear to the people in the city, because, well, b'nei ha'ir, shoyklin acher and tachtein, they're all going to have to give another payment for the shekel in its place. But bottom line, we see there's a lot of swearing going on here by the shomer. Nimtzu, oy, shechzirum, if the coins were found or returned by the Ganavim. So those coins, as well as the replacement ones that were given by the people in the city, Shkolim Haim, they both have Kedusha as Shkolim. They go into the big pot to buy Korban HaSibor for the year. One thing you cannot do is use that sort of as a credit towards next year's Shekel. Can't do it. That's the end of the tank source. Bottom line, you see Shvuah is being taken, and I thought we had said in our Mishnah, Hektish, you don't take a Shvuah. So we're going to have three approaches to deal with this. I'm a Shmuel. I circled Shmuel, put a number one in the margin. About 10 lines later, first word on the line is Beyam. Next two words are Rabbi Yochanan. I circled Rabbi Yochanan, put a number two in the margin. And about 6 lines below that, first word of the line is Ella. I squiggle underline the Ella. Circled Rabbi Lazar, and he's a number three. So there's three approaches. I'm a Shmuel. We're on the fourth line. Hacha, we're actually talking about a Noisis Scharaskinan. It is somebody who was sent, and he was going to take wages for his job that he was doing. Venishbayin, that which they're swearing, is Little Scharan. Oh, they're swearing to be able to get their wages from the city people, and they have to swear basically that they weren't negligent. Well, then one second. Ihachi, then who are they swearing to? Why did the first two words on this page, it was part of the Brises, say two words in right angles, Nishbayin leGizbarin, that they swear to the Gizbarin, if they're swearing to get their wages paid, well, the city people are the ones who pay their wages. Kam lebnei ha'ir mibayalei. Those are the ones they should be swearing to. Well, says Rabba, Amar Rabba, he explains what's going on here is Nishbayin lebnei ha'ir, these emissaries that had the all the shekels from some town somewhere stolen or lost, they will swear to the Bnei Ha'ir, to the people in the city. However, it has to be b'ma'amad gizbarin, in the presence of the temple treasurers. Kama connector, yehechi delay lichshedinu. So the temple treasurers shouldn't suspect them. Ve'inami, that's what we learn on the Ve'inami. Alternatively, ki hechi delay likruluhu poishim, so that they won't call these shluchim, which is the last thing, a shaliach, somebody who delivers things, wants to be known as somebody who's negligent with the things he's supposed to be delivering. Ask the Gemara, v'ha, one second. I put these three words in right angles. Nignavu oishavdu. Apparently what happened to the shkolim is that they were either stolen or lost. Kitani is what it had said in the Tanaic source. Kama connector, neshoimer sachar. B'gneva aveda chivim mechayiv. He's actually liable for that type of situation. V'hachanami, and here too, fine, nahi granted to shlumi lo mishalmi, that they're not going to, the shluchim are not going to have to pay for all of the shekels to replace them. However, agrayu mia lifse, they should at least lose their wages. The wages were given to them to deliver it, and they didn't even deliver it. It got lost or stolen. How could they expect their wages? Well, explains Rabba Amaraba, the case here, and we've had this quite a few times. Normally, nignivu or avdu is a situation where it was a bit of negligence. However, here, there wasn't any negligence, because the nignivu we're speaking about is a listim mizuyin, basically an armed holdup, an armed robber. And the avdu that we're talking about is what house it lost, again, totally beyond its control, shetav'a sfinas biyam. The boat that they were being transported in or traveling in, it sunk. Basically, both of the cases were cases of Oines, even though typical Geneva and Aveda is not Oines, here it was. Rab Yochanan is the second approach. I think it's going to be an attempt, because I believe in about 5-6 lines we're going to reject it, but Rab Yochanan attempts to answer and says, Rab Yochanan Amar Hamani, who's the author of this Tanaic opinion? It's actually Rab Shimon he. Oh, it's a Shitas Yochanan of Rab Shimon. Why? What is he? Old Amar, Kodshim Shechayev Bachriyusan. If you have Kodshim, holy temple things, and the person is responsible, should anything happen to them before they're actually effectively used, there is achrayus, and I put these words in parentheses because it's not really relevant for our sugya, or maybe brackets, yesh lehen oina also, nishboin alehen, I squeal around the nishboin, you'll swear on them. So that's Shitas Reb Shimon, and that would be what the Tanaic source is talking about, that you would have the shvuas taken. Well, 1 second. Ha, tenach, so that's fine. Ad shaloi nitruma truma. If it's before the truma was taken, there would have to be a shvua taken by the shaliach. However, misha nitruma ha truma. If it's after the money was already taken in the room in Yerushalayim, then misha nitruma ha truma kodshim sheinu chai v'achri yusan ninu. That would make it a case of kodshim, right? It's the shkolim being used for the, going to be used for the base of Mikdash, but you're not chayiv in the achrayas in it, because they don't have to replace it with another shekel. Disanya, as we have this brisa, which goes for a word plus a line, tormin al ha'avud. In Yerushalayim, 3 times a year, they would go into this room filled with coins, and they would fill a massive bucket, and the declaration made by the one filling up the bucket is that that taking of the truma, which represented part of the funds sent in already that were arrived in Yerushalayim, they also would have in mind anything that along the way got lost, al ha'gavui, things that had been collected but not yet there, v'al ha'asid, likewise, for that matter, anything in the future was going to be collected. That's the end of the snake source. So clearly, once truma was taken, then that's kashrim shenu chai brach yusan ella. So we squiggle underlined the ella and circled Rabbi Lazar. Ella amar Rabbi Lazar, really, the shvua that's being taken is to get off the hook from payments, and we're talking about a shomer chinam, and that which we said, well, 1 second, mishnah d'oraisa, pater, a person pater for that. The shvua zu is not a shvua d'oraisa, rather it's a takanas chachamim, it's a derabbanan institution. What was the reason the rabbanan instituted it? Shleihu b'nei adam mizalzin behekdesh. Make sure that people don't treat hekdesh in a demeaning way. Okay, the Mishnah continues that a nice iskar, eino mishalim. That if the person regarding any of those 4 items, including hektish, is taking a wage, he does not have to pay what normally a nice iskar would have to compensate. Rami le Rav Yosef bar Chama le Rabba. I underline Rav Yosef bar Chama and I underline Rabba. It's not. So our Mishnah had said, here's the quote, 4 words, nice iskar, eino mishalim. Person who is taking wages regarding something that has to do with hektish, and something happens to it, doesn't have to pay. Now, really? Uramini, we have another Tanaic source. This one goes for just about 6 lines, and it seems to indicate otherwise. It says, ha soicher es ha poel. The person who's hiring the worker, or the workers here, is the temple treasurer, the gizbar of hektish. And he's hiring people to do work for Hektish using Hektish funds. And let's say it's Lishmor Es HaPara. I dot on Lishmor Es HaPara to watch the Paraduma, because the Paraduma is very important to make sure no one does any work with it, or it doesn't do any work, or Lishmor Es HaTinoik to watched the little kids who were the boys who were tried. They kept them in a state of tahara in case they had to process parduma water, or lishmar sazroim if you had a field which is going to be used for the omer, and you'd have people watching the field to make sure everything was okay. Those people ain nois in lai. You do not give them if they're getting a daily wage schar Shabbos. They do not receive wages for Shabbos. Of course, you can't hire them just for the day of Shabbos. The fikach, therefore, let's say something happens on Tuesday, they're responsible. If it happens on Saturday, though, Saturday morning, Shabbos Kodesh, Einach Reyes, Shabbos Allah, they are not responsible for it because they're not getting paid to watch it. Let's say, though, their contract to watch these things is for a longer period of time. Hayeschir Shabbos, they're hired for a week. Schir Chodesh for a month. Schir Shana for a year. Schir Shavua for a 7-year Shemitah cycle. Noisnin Loischar Shabbos, well, then they get this Schar Shabbos, because you can be mavliya it. You can sort of include it as just a weekly wage. And here's really the kicker, the last four words of this snake source, I underlined here, lefikach achrayis Shabbos alav. Okay, and therefore it seems like he has the responsibility there. That's the end of the snake source connector, my lav. Well, what's the responsibility? Responsibility, is it not? L'shalem. Now that would be a question on our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said an Issachar doesn't have to pay, and here it seems like he would have to pay. So the Gemara explains that no, what we're saying in this most recent Tanaic source is not the Achrayas is l'shalayim, but lo, comma, rather l'hafsid scharay, to lose their wages, whatever their wages were. Well, then one second, asks the Gemara, ihalki, this question takes about three lines to develop, and it says, if so, reisha dikatani. What about the reisha? We said if he's hired just for a day, hired for Tuesday, so he's responsible and he's getting paid, hired for Friday, let's say he's hired for Saturday. So we said, Ein achray Shabbos alav. If something happens on Saturday, it's not his responsibility. Hachanami, are really what we're saying is then, lahafsid schara? We're supposed to understand the resha in the same way as the seifa, which basically would result in us saying that the man in the resha does not lose his wages for Shabbos. Umi yisei schar Shabbos, really? He has wages for Shabbos, vakatani, but it said in the source itself very clearly, five-word quote, ein noisnei schar Shabbos. He doesn't have wages on Shabbos. Ishtik. Apparently, he was silenced. Amar lei mi deshmilach maha, you hear anything about this? Said back Rabba Tarmi Bar Chama. Amar lei, hachi amar Rav Sheshes, actually I did. You know what Rav Sheshes says? The case here is bishikanu Miyadai, where he acquired the rights from him. So Rashi says, five lines from the end of the Rashis, there's a Dibur Maskil in the middle line, Shekanu Miyadai. What was the official Kanu Miyadai connector? Sheim Yikalkel Shmi Rosai, that if for whatever reason the watching that being done gets messed up, then you would have to Yishalayim pay. Ha Vadai Shalom. For here, over here, he's going to have to pay. Shere Harid Atzmai lekach ushi ben nechasov. He basically brought himself into this this condition, which made him responsible, and he therefore has to pay. Back in the Gemara, the Mishnah had said, Reb Shimon Oimer, it depends according to Reb Shimon. Kodshim, that a person is chayav achar yusan, that he has responsibility for, v'yesh lehen oinah, then there would be price fraud applying to it, whereas she'en chayav achar yusan, ein lehen oinah. Tani Tana Kamedra of Yitzhak Bar Abba, it was a Tanaic source that had to do with the Shvuas HaBikazon, it's a Shvuah taken by somebody who has a deposit by them, and if he lies about that and then takes a Shvuah, he has to bring an Asham Gezelais. So says this Tanaic source, goes for about 2.5 lines and starts here. Kodshim Shechayev Bachur Yusan, so the type of Kodshim that the person, if something happens, would he has to pay out of pocket and replace them, Chayev, he would be responsible for Korban Shvua in that case of a Shvua Sabikadoin. Shani Kaira Bahen, because I'll refer to it in the Pasuk as Bahashem V'chichesh. So it seems like it's something godly, which is interesting because usually the more godly it is, the less human ownership Shaychus there is, it should be Patra, but that's what it says. Kamush Einu Chai Bachur Yusan, the type of situation, Kodshim, where the person who's bringing this Kodshim is not Chayiv, should something happen to it, he would be Patr, why Shani Kare Bahen, Be'amitai. That's interesting, it seems like it's the opposite, Ve'chichesh. The Patur is coming from Ba'amitai, but the more Ba'amitai means like you're nationalist, like it's more the people's. It seems like it should be the opposite, and that's what the Rav Yitzhak Bar Abba says back to this Brisa Seir over. Amar Lei, Klape lion, like, which direction are you going? It seems the opposite. Ipcha mistabra. So it should be the other way. Amarle. Now we have to do a little bit of fancy reading over here, but the truth is he agrees. And he first asks him, well, yeah, so if it seems to be incorrect, asme, should I erase it from my collection of Tanaic material? Amarle says back, lo, no, you just have to, again, here's the fancy footwork to read it. Hachi ka'amar. So let's see the Rashi. Rashi is right across from here. Maybe a line or two down. Dibra Masla Hachi Kamar. Rashi says like this. Hi, this, put this in right angles, these five words in the Rashi. Shani kore bahen b'Hashem v'chichesh. When you're reading in the Pasuk, that reading in the Brice, excuse me, that I'll refer to as Hashem v'chichesh, lo mashma, that's not to be understood as b'Hashem v'chichesh, b'loi ba'amitoi, that it's, Hashem is more of the owner here, and not your co-nationalist, u'lechiyuvei mishum shehen shel hektesh, and therefore he's chayiv because it's hektesh. No, no, no. Ella hachikamer, rather it should be like this. Kodshim shechayev achriyusan, if the person is responsible should something happen, chayev korban shvua, lefi shehen shalamitoi, because it's the co-religionists, the co-nationalists. Ve'im basa lepoitroi, and if you want to say it should be off the hook, lefi shehen shal hektish, because they're hektish, lahachi asa, that's what you use the pasuk for, to tell you, b'hashem v'chichesh le'rebuyinu, to include them, af imish ben sad gavoya. Because, of course, in the tektish, even though the person has achrayas on it, has its sad gavoya. So let's see in the Gemara. Go back to the Gemara. On the second line, hachi kamar, we do a rereading till the two and a half lines later. That kachim shechayev b'achriyusen chayev de'israbu, it's included in mashem v'chichesh, even though Hashem has a shaykhus to it, since the person does, that's where there'll be a responsibility for the person to have to replace it. Kamu she'inu chai b'chriyusan, if the person in question does not have to replace, should something happen to the korban, the animal, pater, he's actually off the hook, de'imit, because he's excluded from the fact that it says, mi'ba'amitai v'chichesh. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af ha'meicher sefer Torah, or a margulis, a pearl, or a behemoth animal, ein lehem mo'ina. There's also no price fraud in those items. Tanya, we have a brisa that goes for four lines in a word. Starts here, Rabbi Yehuda, we boxed Omer, af ha'meicher, I underlined sefer Torah, ein la'ina. And here's a little bit of explanation. Lefi she'ein kates l'dameha. There's really no limit to how much some people spend on the sefer Torah. Some people spend on the same sefer Torah. Some people spend $50,000. Some people spend $75,000. Or for that matter, $80,000 or $90,000. Therefore, no ona. Behema, which I underlined, and margulis, which I underlined, is another two examples. Ein lehem ayna, there's no price fraud. Why? Because people are willing to pay quite a premium, let's say for the animal or for the jewel. Mipnei she'adam roitza lezavgan. They're types of, let's say you have a big, strong cow, and you want to neck another big, strong cow to work the field with it. Well, you have to find one that's just right. And if you find one that's just right, you're willing to pay a significant premium. So to a jewel, if you're looking for a similar jewel, there's no typical price fraud at 1/6 price discrepancy. Amru loy, they said back to him, v'aloy hakol adam reitza lezavgan. Well, truth is, people like to match everything. Let's say you have a black plastic salt shaker. You would love a black plastic pepper shaker. Just an example. That's the end of the Tanaic source. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda, question mark, what would Rabbi Yehuda the Tana say to that which we just said? Well, people like to match everything. He says, yeah, of course they do, but there's some things that are chashav and some things that are not. Hani, the ones listed, the Sefer Torah, Behem and Margulis, chashivile, are very important to the person. Hani, the matching pepper shaker for his salt shaker, lo, chashivile, are not really so crucially important to him. Ask the Gemara, is there an upper limit? Is it okay to have somebody pay like two or three or four or five times the market value for something? Vad kama, according to Rabbi Yehuda, how high is the limit? Is there a limit? Yeah, amar amemar, ad kedei demehen. I underline ad kedei demehen, basically up until whatever it's worth. So if the market value, let's say the typical market value, if you have a market value on the item, let's say it's $1,000, it's reasonable up to $2,000. But it seems like more than that would actually not be allowed. Tanya, we have a brisa, goes till the end of this piece, but just over 2.5 lines. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir Oimer, Af ha'meicher sus v'sayef v'chitum b'milchama. So to somebody who's selling a armored personnel carrier, a cannon, a defensive missile shield, literally a horse, a sword, a shield, b'milchama during the wartime, that's another example of no, there's no price fraud. Basically, people are willing to pay enormous sums of money for those things above whatever the market value is because they are issues of life and death. Says the Mishnah, Keshem Sha'ina b'mekach u'memkar, we've dealt extensively last week or two with price fraud or wronging somebody in business. Kachayna b'dvarim, so too there's a concept of wronging someone, of doing something bad to someone verbally. Kama, lo yomer lo, you shouldn't say to a person. B'kama chayfetz, hey, how much does this widget here cost? If he has no intention of purchasing it. Now, there's no problem in asking if you want to know how much something is, if you might purchase it. But if you really know there's no way in the world, no matter what the guy says, you're going to purchase it, then you can't do that. And that actually is a na'as dvarim, because it gets the person thinking that you might want to buy it, and really you don't. Kama, imaya bal teshuva, if the person was a bal teshuva, lo yomar loy, shouldn't say to him, hey, Bob, I mean Chaim Yankel, zechor ma'asecha rishonim, do you remember what, hey, remember what you used to do? No, you're not supposed to say that. Kama imhu ben gerim, if he is the child of converts, lo yarmar lo, don't say to him, hey, zechor ma'asev isech, remember what your great-grandpappy did, shenemar? The pasuk says you're not supposed to do that. It says the pasuk of ger, lo yusoynev, lo yislechatzenu. Don't wrong a convert, and don't unnecessarily pressure him. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanu, we have a price that goes till the fourth wide line, and starts here. Pasuk says, "Loi soinu isha samitoi." A person should not wrong his fellow nationalist. Boinas varmakosmedaber. That's actually talking about a verbal wrongdoing, saying something problematic, embarrassing. Atalimer. Well, one second. You're going to try to tell me it's talking about oinas varm. Oh, no, boinu amamun. No, maybe it's talking about like price fraud, charging him too much. Nope, can't be, because we already had that. Keshuanu, when the pasuk says, in Pasuk Yudalid, when you're selling something to your co-nationalist, purchasing something, and then the Pasuk goes on to say, Al tonu isha sachiv, you can't, well, that's clearly price fraud. So what do I do with then the Pasuk that we just had, that Pasuk Yud Zayin, that says, Loi tonu isha samitai, Be'inas dvarim, that's referring to verbal wronging. Haketzad, and here's a number of examples of how that would play out. Number one, imay abal tshuva, if the person that you're speaking to is abal tshuva, al yomar lo, do not say to him, hey, Bob, I mean Chaim Yankel, zechor ma'asecha rishonim, remember what you did like, 3 years ago? No, you're not supposed to do that. Comma, number two, imay ben gerim, if he came from converts, al yomar lo, don't say to him, hey, zechor ma'asecha, remember your great-great-grandfather did? No. Number three, Imaya Ger, let's say he was a convert. Ubalu my turn, he's coming and wants to sign up for yeshiva to learn. Al Yoy Marloi, don't say to him the following. Balil my Torah? Really, the mouth that spent so much time eating McDonald's burgers and oysters and lobs and crabs and creepy crawlies is coming to learn Torah Shnemar Piagvur, that was said from the mighty Lord himself. Don't say that. Number four, Ima Yisurin Bain Alav. Let's say a person has really tough times happening to him, or, Im Hayu Chalayim Bain Alav, very bad ailments or sicknesses, Oishahaya Mekavres Banav, or Lo Aleinu, he's burying his children. Al Yoy Marloi, do not use the following approach when you're talking to the person, comma connector, kederech, which is the approach that was taken, shamuloi chaver of the Iyov, and say for Iyov, his buddies say the following. They say, haloi yirascha kal kasaltecha tikvascha v'toim derechecha zecharna mihu naki aved, which roughly translated, I think, means, behold, could it not be your yira, your fear of the Rinnish Lailam that gave you this feeling of security and hope and the straightness or the honesty of your ways. Remember the following, Mihu Naki, who is it in the world who's really like totally innocent, Avad, who gets lost? Basically, if these tough things are happening to you, essentially, it's your fault. That's not the thing to say. Fifth example, im hayu chamarim evakshin tfuah mimenu, if you have some donkey drivers, even though we know from other Gemaras that most donkey drivers are, I think it calls them the Rishayim, mevakshin tfuah mimenu, They basically want to do work. They want to transport things for you. Lo yomer lahem, don't say to them the following. Hey, who is a pliny shu meicher tzfua? You know, go over to Jim Smith down the road because he sells tzfua. The idea, boish lo yomachar ma'olam. If you know that he's never actually really sold tzfua, basically don't lead them on. Rabbi Yehuda hui bak steimer afle yitle inav al mekach. A person should not literally like hang his eyes on a particular item to purchase bishashen leidamim if he doesn't have any money, because obviously the seller is not going to sell it to someone for no money. Share hadavar masul alev. This issue is something that clearly, like, you don't really know. The only one who knows is the person himself. The choldavar masul alev, and anytime it's one of those things where it totally depends on the person himself and what his genuine intentions were. Barboy, the pasuk often says, two-word quote, V'yareza mi'elekecha, thou shalt fear your Lord. That's the end of the Tanaic source. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. I underlined Rabbi Yochanan, and two lines later, also near the end of the line, I underlined Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yochanan Meshum Hashem Nechai says the following, Gadol einas dvarim, greater is verbally hassling someone, wronging someone, me'einas moment, even more than the price fraud in business transactions. Is that Nemar Boy? Because this one, the Einas Dvarim, it has the term in the Pasuk, V'yareisam Elikecha, thou shalt fear your God. V'zelay Nemar Boy, and the other one doesn't have V'yareisam Elikecha. Kama Rabbi Lazar, Aymer, Zebegufay V'zebemamaynay. Well, one of them is your money, but the other one is the actual goof of the person. Period. Rishon Bar Nachmani Amar, Zenitain Lahashavain, Vizelinitain Lahashavain. Like, if you rip somebody off just financially, you can give them the money, rip them off, but the other one, you can't really take it back. Period. Tami Tanaka Major of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, the following Tanaic source that goes all of, I believe, eight words. It says, Kol Mabim Pnei Chaver Baravim, Kilus Soifech Damim. Anybody who embarrasses, literally whitens the face or the countenance of somebody else in public, it's essentially as though he has spilled his blood or killed him. Amar Lei, so says Rav Nachman Yitzchak to that Brisa Seir over, Shapir Kamris, you know, that is right on and solid, like correct. Dechazina Lei, Dazel Sumka, Vasichev. Often when somebody's very embarrassed, the normal color in their face goes and they turn white, which, like, literally, Shefech Dam, whatever Dam was in their face has been somewhere else. Amale Bayler of Dimi, Bemarava, out west in Israel, Bemai Zahiri. What are they very particular on? Amale is back, Beachriapi, making sure they don't embarrass people. To Amar of Hanina, Hakol Yardin Legehenim, everybody goes down to, we'll call it Gehenim, Chutz Mishlosh, except for three. Really? Everyone goes to Gehenim? HaKol Zakadaita? Question mark? Elayma! No, you have to restate this teaching, and here it is. Kol HaYardin Gehenim. All of those who do go down to Gehenim, Oilin, they come back up. Chutz Mishlosh, except for three, Shiordin Vein Oilin, they basically go down there, and they ain't never coming up. Now, this is then a list that one would seemingly try to avoid at all costs. Ve'iluhain, HaBalesh, she's a man who has relations, sexual relations with somebody else's wife, or Hamalbin Pnei Chavere Berabim, somebody who embarrasses somebody else in public. And the third in the list is Hamachana Shemra Lechavere, somebody who has a nickname for somebody else. Now, isn't that the same as really like embarrassing somebody else? So Mechana Hainu Malbin. So why do you have to list them off as two separate categories? The Gemara answers, and with this we'll conclude this shir, Afalgav de Dashbe Be Shmei. Even though the name that is being used for, let's say, Bob, let's say they call him Fat Bob, and it, like, kind of used to being called that and doesn't really get so embarrassed anymore. However, if the one who is calling him Fat Bob wants to embarrass him, that would be the case. So even though he's not really so embarrassed, the intention also is very important. Adkan.